We Have Concerns is only made possible because of generous donations from our patrons. If you want to be one of those, if you want to help make the show possible and also get extra stuff like bonus episodes, monthly hangouts, other cool stuff, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/wehaveconcerns.
Sunday after the end of PAX South, gonna go to the Alamo.
Yeah.
And she said, cool. And I said, yeah, they have my bike in the basement. Mm-hmm. And she just stared at me. And I was like, they have my bike in the there is no basement in the Alamo. They have my Pee-wee's Big Adventure.
You get it?
Pee-wee's Big Adventure. And she was like, I don't know what. And I was like, wait, you've never seen Pee-wee's Big Adventure? And she was like, no. And she gets on her phone. And she looks up and she goes, when Pee-wee's Big Adventure came out, I was 15 days old. Doesn't remember it. Basement of the Alamo. Child bride.
Anyone says Alamo, I ask them if...
That's the first thing!
Yeah.
That's the first thing! Child bride, everybody. Child bride. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens.
Anthony, big news in the science community.
There is a basement in the Alamo. They found it.
They found the basement in the Alamo. It turns out... Right under the Alamo.
Huh.
I know.
You'd think it would have been the first place we looked.
You wouldn't think. That's where sciences get you sometimes. This was a story that was sent in to us by a whole bunch of people, but my favorite person that sent it is Anton Strezhnev. Because I wanted to say that. I'm sure I mispronounced it, but Anton Strezhnev sent this.
He's either a playwright or a contract killer.
Yeah.
That's a severe name. I like it.
Yeah. Or he writes plays about contract killers.
Yeah. That's or he's a contract killer, but he really wants to be a playwright.
This is...
It's like a John Cusack character.
Yeah, exactly. This is a story that was all over mainstream media. A lot of people are talking about it. We're finally getting around to it because everybody sent it to us. It is a big science story, and that is we may have, once again, a ninth planet in our solar system.
Pluto's all like, yeah? Really, guys?
Is it me, guys?
Oh, guys.
You're putting me back in?
Thank you so much.
No, sorry,
I really,
Pluto.
What?
Sorry, Pluto.
But I'm...
It's not you, Pluto.
I've been here.
You're small.
I've been putting the time in.
So tiny, dude. I'm
but
sorry.
But, like, I'm orbiting.
Yeah. You're orbiting. Barely. This is a quite large planet that could be the ninth planet in our solar system. We haven't seen it.
Yeah.
There's been no direct... visual evidence of it existing.
This is still a theorized ninth planet. And this is one of the things that's been interesting to me is when the story first came out, I was like, okay, cool, whatever. Like, I had this feeling that it was one of those headlines.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
One of those super grabby science-y headlines where it's like, there could be a ninth planet.
Yeah. Alien discovered, possibly.
Yeah, and it's like, well, you know, it could be a ninth planet, but here are the other things that it's more likely to be. You know what I mean? I thought it was one of those things. And then I started seeing some people that I follow on Twitter, like, that work at JPL, that work at NASA, actually tweeting about this thing, talking about this thing. And I say, okay, tell me about this ninth planet.
Well, here's the big part of the evidence. It turns out they created a computer model that fits, that works, that doesn't have any flaws in it, that could prove that... a theoretical ninth planet would fit in our solar system. And the reason for this is we've observed a lot of other stuff, a lot of detritus, a lot of debris, a lot of material in the distant part of the galaxy known as the Kuiper Belt.
Yep.
That is behaving kind of oddly. Their orbits in the solar system look like they seem to have been modified by some other thing. So basically everything in the solar system reacts to the gravity of everything else, and we can tell that something has to be there by the fact that everything is reacting to something.
So why can't we see it?
Well, we just haven't yet. Mm-hmm. And that's part of the problem is based on the computer model, this thing is pretty big. They say it's the fifth largest planet in our solar system. That's pretty big, man.
No, can we talk about the use of adjectives and when they're appropriate? By saying something is the fifth largest planet in a solar system with nine planets, if it's real, right?
Right.
It's actually a smallish to mid-sized planet.
Well,
by saying it's the fifth largest, That's like a participation ribbon. That's like when I go do a 5K and they're like, "You did it, and you're a fast guy. How fast am I?" You're the 123rd fastest guy here.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, that's impressive if there's like 10,000 guys and you're 125th.
There aren't.
Yeah.
There aren't 10,000 guys.
So fifth out of nine.
And there are only 9 planets. So this is what I'm talking about. This is basically mid-sized planet.
Well, yeah, it's much larger than Earth, though. It's sure. 10 times the size of Earth.
I think we're just saying this so we feel better.
Yeah.
Right? It's the fifth largest. It's so much bigger than Earth. We're really small. We're tiny. We're a tiny speck.
Yeah. I mean, the strange
Earth
thing
starts
is...
starts driving a giant sports car around.
Just to compensate.
Yeah.
Don't even get me started on what Pluto's doing.
Earth is like challenging other planets to like orbit fast.
Yeah.
Earth is just like revving its engine.
Yeah. Pluto is literally like taking hormones for male pattern baldness.
Pluto's such a beta. Get out of here, Pluto. Have a little respect for yourself.
So the fact that this thing is larger than Earth, though, and quite a bit larger than Earth, means that it's kind of odd we haven't seen it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
How did we not see it?
That's the
question.
Did
we just not... Well, even if we didn't know to look for it, you would think that we would still... Something that large, we would have seen it. We would have discovered
it. In 2,000 years of people staring up into the sky, it feels like we would have. But it's interesting. The computer model of the orbit is pretty fascinating because you have stuff orbiting out from the sun, all the planets we know. And then this computer model posits that the orbit of the ninth planet would kind of go in the opposite direction.
Oh.
But I don't know if that means it's harder to see in the night sky. It seems like it wouldn't be.
So the orbits, I mean, if you guys aren't, we'll put a link down underneath this episode, but if you guys haven't seen the picture, you know, the planets tend to have this concentric orbit, most of them, you know what I mean? Like, we're all kind of orbiting in the same general direction.
Yeah, and it's very elliptical and very, it's shooting out from the sun in one direction.
All in one sort of angle.
Yeah.
And this planet nine has this totally different, imagine a Venn diagram and the center is the sun. Most of the planets are going off into one circle.
Yeah.
Planet nine is a completely different circle up at the top.
Right.
So I guess we don't intersect with it very often.
That's the theory, is that maybe we aren't seeing it, and this model
But we
fits.
Will in 6 months, and because of its size, it will destroy us. And that's the headline here.
That really is the big part.
And they're sort of burying the lead.
They really should. They're like, Plan 9 discovered, and then way down in the fourth paragraph, and it will lead to our ultimate demise.
Yeah, I mean, but here's the thing. With the current climate of the internet, and everybody just is like so pro science, and I fucking love science and all that stuff. You know, you have to make it sound really poppy and happy to even get the clicks.
And also, everybody, when it comes to apocalypses, they want the zombie apocalypse, and this has nothing to do with zombies, and so it kind of feels a little boring.
Oh, we've been slowly choking our Earth to death over the last 200 years. Nobody seems to care.
No one cares.
No one cares.
Nope.
So they had to be like, wow, here's 5 cool gifts about a new planet. and the fifth one is literally your tombstone.
Yeah. That's the fifth gift, but no one ever gets to the fifth gift.
No one ever gets to the fifth gift. Who's got that time?
Nobody
does.
Who's got
enough time to read that many gifts?
I got the gist of the gifts. I got the gift gist.
I use that Chrome extension that lets me speed read gifts.
Yeah, nice.
So it just gives me like the headline gif.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It uses an AI algorithm to just give me the most important gif.
Yeah.
And it's the gray alien from that X-Files episode, Jose Chung's from Outer Space, and it's just, hey, LMAO! Hey.
It just homogenizes all GIFs into one sort of generalized, and it's not any one specific GIF, but it's sort of has qualities of all the GIFs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And I feel like I've learned a lot. So this thing, the first thing I immediately think of, because this is the sort of person I am, is that movie Another Earth. Where there's the mirror Earth that's orbiting at exactly
opposite.
The opposite of us.
Yeah,
so it's always been
it
blocked.
And everything is 10 times larger than us. It's just like, it's big Earth. It's supersized Earth.
It's like Giant World in the Mario games.
Yeah.
You know, where it's just, if you could go, and this was the official statement from NASA. NASA said, if we could travel to this other planet, you could get into a shoe. And stomp on things, and it would be fucking adorable.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You want to stomp on things on this planet.
This
Everything
shoe
is stompable.
So, you're sticking your little head out of the shoe.
It was weird to hear that NASA press conference where there was just everybody going, oh my God, it's so cute.
dude.
Cute as shit.
You can get there.
Yeah, so this is another Earth that is exactly 10 times larger than us. There is a 60-foot version of you, 50 to 60.
It depends on your height.
50 to 60-foot person.
Do you
want to
meet 50-foot you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I think we'd get along real well. Here's where the conflict between me and 50-foot me would come in.
Mm-hmm.
I would sort of think of him as like my Iron Giant.
Yeah.
Or
well,
my
he probably
Voltron.
Thinks of you as his like little buddy that... You know,
yeah, I'm like his Jiminy Cricket or something. You,
you
know,
both think
or
of each
a
other.
Borrower.
You both think of each other as the sidekick.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the problem.
That's the real problem.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the only issue we're going to run into. No, this is not another Earth with a mirror version.
No, and it's not going to lead to our demise. In fact, they think that we're going to get visual evidence of it within 5 years.
Oh, you're so sure it's not going to lead to our demise.
Eh, we got bigger problems.
Hey!
We got 10 times bigger problems. The fact that we know its orbit, or at least mathematically, the orbit makes sense in the computer model, means that they are pretty confident now that they know exactly where to look, that we'll be able to find visual evidence if this thing exists within 5 years.
Based on its orbit and its projected position, do they say anything about how, when we've been closest to it, or when the next time we're going to be super close to it is?
No, you'd think that they would, but I read several different articles about this. The one in the Washington Post is the one that Anton sent us. It doesn't talk about that, but you can sort of see, based on just the orbits that they show, that it doesn't come close to us very often.
Yeah.
You know, it's probably one of those like Halley's Comet type of dealios where we're not very close to this thing very often, but you'd think that something that big, basically it's just smaller than Uranus mm-hmm. and it, you know, Jupiter, Saturn, when you see them in the sky, they are bright and unmistakable as planets because they're brighter than any star. It does seem a little crazy that at some point in our history as humans, we didn't notice this giant bright thing in the sky.
According to the California Institute of Technology, Planet 9 is a giant ice planet. Okay. Mm. So it's 10 times larger than us, but it's an ice planet. So it's kind of like a Pluto style thing.
Yeah.
But it's on a 20,000 year orbit of the sun.
Well, so that might explain why we haven't seen it.
Yeah.
Also, it's the other point that I neglected to mention here is that it is so far away from us. It's much farther out in our galaxy. It's in the Kuiper Belt. And at that distance, it would reflect very little sunlight. So it wouldn't be a bright thing in our sky, even at that size.
Okay.
So it comes around very rarely.
Or...
It's not that bright.
Yeah. Or it's Galactus.
I don't know if anybody has considered that possibility.
Have we considered that it is Ego, the living planet,
maybe,
that must feed off of other planets in order to keep itself hurtling through space?
Well, that would explain why all the other stuff in the galaxy is avoiding it.
Yeah.
I mean, all we've noticed so far, the only evidence for this so far, is that stuff is moving out of the way.
Yeah.
That kind of explains it. If stuff's moving out of the way, maybe it's because Galactus is coming to eat it.
Yeah. I would move.
I would move too.
If I was a non-sentient thing.
Has there been a herald in our general vicinity?
Ooh. Not that I've noticed.
Yeah.
You'd think the herald would come out and say that they were the herald.
You'd think that. I mean, that's what heralds do,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, you'd think it would announce like, hey, yo.
I'm the herald.
Perhaps even challenge our greatest champion.
Yeah, and neither of us have been challenged, so.
I'm not even going to pretend. Like, I wouldn't be.
No?
No. You know how far down the list I am? I just told you that I was 127th fastest at a 5K run.
That's like pretty good.
Did I mention it was a 5K run for children?
Oh, you didn't. It was champion children though, right? Our greatest champion children?
No, no. It was for particularly uncoordinated children. It was the
That's an
annual
odd run.
Yeah. Well,
the annual particularly uncoordinated 5K?
I run it every year and it makes me feel so much better about myself because I've slowly been working my way up. I was 175th.
Uh-huh.
Which is dead last. And over the last 5 years of really hard training, I've made it up to 127th place.
Is it hard to qualify for the particularly uncoordinated?
It's hard 5K? For me to do everything.
What if you're just generally uncoordinated?
Yeah, I mean, sure. You can show up.
But they're like, you really need to be particularly uncoordinated.
The first year, I didn't even sign up. I just tripped over my own sleeve. Not even a shoelace.
Yeah.
Somehow tripped over my own sleeve in front of the sign-up desk, and they said, hey, buddy, Come on over here.
The whole, the entire race started as a 2K, but people just sort of clumsily fell another 3K distance.
Yeah.
They started and they hit the finish line and they just kept rolling.
Yeah, it was, it's a bad scene. It's a bad scene. So no, if there was some sort of galactic overlord or living planet coming to eat us and it was going to challenge our greatest champion.
Yeah.
And they were like, you, I'd be like, no, you're not looking for me.
No, you really are mistaken.
I can direct you to literally 6.7 billion people.
You wouldn't want to step up to the plate in that situation? And
no, because I would be responsible for the destruction of the entire Earth.
That is a lot of responsibility.
It's no time for hubris, Jeff. It's no time for ego.
I mean, I'd be honored. Let me just say, I'd be honored.
It's
like being nominated.
Exactly. It's an honor just to be nominated to be the Earth's champion.
Yeah.
But I would defer.
You would, huh?
I would defer.
I don't know if I have that kind of humility.
If we were going to pick a champion...
Yeah.
Who would you choose?
Earth's champion?
Yeah, who is Earth's champion? This is going to be feats of strength, and I would imagine there will be some intellect and emotional challenges.
Yeah,
as
no,
well.
It's got to be, you got to have the whole package.
Yeah, you got to be strong, package. You got to be pure of heart, you got to be pretty smart.
You got to be strong, you got to be fast, and you got to know when to run.
You got to be wiser.
Yeah.
You got to be strong. All I know. His love will save the day. Is it The Rock?
Oh, it's The Rock! You nailed it in one, Anthony!
It's The Rock,
isn't it?
It's
The Rock! Best personality.
Yeah.
Greatest physique.
Mm-hmm.
Damn charming smile.
Yeah, pure of heart.
Pure of heart and spirit.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Can challenge our greatest thinkers.
He is at least strategically very brilliant, right?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how he is with book smarts. I've never sat down and spoken to The Rock. But I don't think it's going to be book smarts.
He could talk his way out of a situation.
That's
he
what
doesn't
I'm
have
saying.
To use his brawn.
He's
he
got
can
common
use his
sense.
Brains.
He's got business sense.
Oh, thank God for The Rock.
Thank God for The Rock.
So, next time a herald comes on your door and asks who Earth's champion is.
Usually made of some sort of metal or cosmic energy.
Not always,
but usually that's if you're looking to pick out a herald in a crowd.
Yeah, I mean they're definitely going to have the cosmic energy.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes inappropriate sporting equipment for the day, you know, some sort of, you know, there's no ocean around, and yet this guy brings the oddest sporting equipment.
He's surfing the cosmos, dog.
He is surfing the cosmos. But yeah, the power cosmic is really the tell.
That's really the tell.
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
You just answer The Rock and we're good.
What does it mean if we found this thing? Does it mean, now obviously it's a huge discovery.
Yeah.
There's an entire planet we didn't know about. It's orbiting in a way, that is for whatever reason, completely off kilter from the other planets in the solar system. It's pretty rad, man. Like
everything else is
slingshotting closest to the sun on a completely opposite side than this planet is. It's cool.
Right.
Like there are a lot of theories that you could come up with based on that. Like so, okay. Well, that means that all of our planets are probably made from, you know, a bunch of the same matter or happened during the same event.
Yeah.
But this one clearly has a different origin or an unrelated origin to the rest of the planets. So that's cool to think about.
And it also points to the fact that there might be a whole lot of stuff a lot further out that we just don't know about.
Sure.
Which is like, if this thing, this big thing is out there far enough that we haven't detected it yet, what other stuff might be there? And that to me is... That to me is what's so exciting about space, is how much we don't know and how exciting it is for us to find out new things.
Dog, there's so much space out there.
It's like...
It's literally all there is.
It's like big, dude.
if we find this, like it's very exciting, obviously, for all the reasons that we just mentioned. Is there anything to be gained or gleaned in the short term in terms of scientific knowledge?
Well, maybe like a good sit down with The Rock. Like maybe
sure.
We can get that going.
Just, sure.
You know, just
I mean,
to prepare
I would like,
him.
Yeah. Okay. So we're assuming that NASA believes in our herald theory.
How could they not? It's it seems pretty airtight to me.
Yeah, but I mean, like, is there anything that that the scientific community, the academic community, thinks that we're going to get from this?
Well, I think the first thing that they're doing is getting visual.
Yeah.
Confirmation.
Yep.
And so everybody's efforts right now are we got the computer model that works. Let's see it. And once we see it, I think then it's like, because you know we send satellites out to Pluto to check on Pluto. maybe we send one the other direction to check on this thing, which we'll get a name. Like, we get to name it. How cool is that?
Oh, man. Oh, man.
The guy who discovered it, by the way, one of the guys that discovered it is one of the same dudes that disproved Pluto was a planet. And they asked him, like, well, what would you want to name it? Would you want to name it? He's like, naming a planet is too big a job for one person. You gotta get the rock. We name it the rock.
Dude, the rock. Okay, what we do is we submit all of the ideas for the planet name to the rock.
Yes.
And the rock chooses the best name for the new planet.
I think that we've figured it out.
He's the only guy that can.
I want to call this planet Dwayne the Rock Johnson. So we have Neptune, Pluto, Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
Yeah, God, wouldn't that be so hilarious if we just completely deviated from the Roman thing? How great would that be?
Yeah, it'd be so cool.
Like, we just completely deviated.
He is the same thing as a Greek and Roman god in our time.
We just named it the Scorpion King.
Yeah.
The king of all the planets. What would you guys name this planet? We would be interested to hear that.
That's a great question. I would love to hear legit ideas of how do we name the ninth planet? That's a great problem to approach. Like, as a world, how do we name the planet?
Oh, absolutely. You can send your ideas to us on Twitter. I'm at @acarboni.
I'm at @jeffcanada.
And you can hashtag those Herald, and we'll take a look at them, and we'll do what we normally do with them, which is chuckle to ourselves and fave some of them.
Yeah. Look for those faves coming soon.
Look for those faves, everybody. Faves on Twitter. And hey, if you're enjoying the show.
I am. I'm enjoying the show.
We know that you're enjoying the show.
Anthony, I'm enjoying it
very much. Yeah, we get it. We get it. There are some great ways that you can help us. Number one is to head to the We Have Concerns store. That's weaveconcerns.com/shop and get yourself some sweet, sweet merch.
Why not also, hey, tell your friends about the show.
Yep.
That's a great way. That's really the only way we get the word out is telling friends about the show, recommending it.
Yep. That would be two wonderful things that you guys could do to spread the love. So be as like a herald unto this podcast.
Yeah.
And help us spread word of it.
Grab your surfboard, knock on your friend's door.
Or your razor scooter or whatever weird shit you want to fly around space in. God forbid it should be anything cool looking. But pick it and be our herald, if you would. Thank you guys so much.